As we begin the practice of Yoga Nidra this evening, become aware of your intention for being here tonight, your intention for this particular practice. What has brought you here? Perhaps the intention is to remain awake and alert. Perhaps the intention is to feel peace, ease, comfort. Perhaps the intention is to explore this process of inquiry a little deeper. State your intention and then set it aside. And become aware of your heartfelt desire. Time and time again, what is calling you? Is there a spirit calling you home to itself? What is it that you really desire, you really want, you're really seeking? And can you find one word to express this desire, or maybe two or three words? If it can be expressed as succinctly as possible, then it helps us to remember and to stay on track. So as this heartfelt desire is expressed, express it as a fact, as something that's here, now, present, and feel it with the whole body, so it becomes an embodied feeling. And when you say those words, you feel it and see it. And then set that heartfelt desire or longing aside, and we'll come back to it at the end of the practice. We've been building this inner resource, this safe place. So recall this safe place, this inner resource, this place where you truly feel met, feel loved, nurtured, safe, and secure. Invoke all the senses so you hear the sounds, smell the smells, feel the air, taste the tastes, see the people, the objects that are around you, so that the whole body has this flush of sensation that feels safe. The whole body has this feeling of safety when you recall this inner resource. And at any time during the practice, if you're overwhelmed by a sensation or a motion or a feeling, a thought, a belief, go to this safe place. Recall that safe place, feel it, and then when you're able, return back to the practice. So I invite you to open the senses. They've been open during this short yoga practice. But recall sense of taste, sense of hearing, smelling, seeing, touching. And become aware of the whole body resting in this supported position. The whole body letting go, becoming heavy. Be aware of the space around you, the others in the room, the walls of the room. And I invite you to bring your awareness to your mouth, the inside of the mouth. Feel the whole inner mouth. The upper palate, the lower palate, the left inside wall of the mouth, the right inside wall, the groove on the surface of the tongue. Let the groove on the tongue become a little deeper and a little broader. Let the whole mouth come fully into sensation, the sense of open spaciousness. So the mouth is nothing but sensation. Then feel your way from the back of the mouth into the ear canals, becoming aware of the sensations in the ear canals, the inner ears, the outer ears. Be aware of the shape of the outer ears, the creases and folds and crevices. Let both inner and outer ears be filled with sensation. Become aware of the movement of the breath in each nostril, feeling the sensations produced by this movement. Become aware of the eyes, the bony structure surrounding each eye, the upper and lower eyelids. And feel the eyeballs themselves. And let the eyeballs sink gently back into the back of the skull. Feel them drifting downward. And let them drift even further down towards the heart center, as if they're drifting or floating, coming to rest at the heart center. Become aware of the face, feeling the left cheek, the right cheek, letting both cheeks become hollow. Feel the edges of the face, the circumference of the face. Be aware of the crown of the head, the back of the skull, the left temple, the right temple. Feel the whole scalp covering the skull, and let the scalp be tingly and alive with sensation. Feel the whole scalp and skull together, and feel the whole head, face, skull, and scalp together. Let the whole head be a field of radiant sensation, radiating in all directions. Maybe feeling a pulsing, a glowing, glistening radiance. The head, a field of sensation. Become aware of the movement of the breath in the inner throat, feeling the coolness of the breath in the inner throat. And feel your way from the back of the throat into the back of the neck, becoming aware of the neck vertebrae, from the base of the skull to the top of the shoulders. Can you feel a gentle inward curve of the back of the neck? be aware of the left side of the neck, the right side of the neck, the front of the neck or the throat area. Feel the whole outer neck and the whole inner throat. Feel the whole neck and inner throat as a field of radiant sensation, radiating in all directions. And feel your way from the sides of the neck across the top of each shoulder, coming to the outer edge of each shoulder. Feel as if there were a heavy coat hanging on the shoulders, the arms hanging like empty coat sleeves. And become aware of the whole left arm, feeling the left upper arm, elbow joint, forearm, wrist joint, the palm of the left hand, the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, baby finger. Be aware of the back of the left hand, the left wrist crease, left elbow crease, left armpit, the whole left arm. The whole left arm is a field of radiant sensation, glowing in all directions. And become aware of the whole right arm from shoulder to fingertips, the left upper arm, elbow joint, forearm, the right wrist, palm of the right hand, the right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, ring finger, baby finger, the back of the right hand, the right wrist crease, right elbow crease, right armpit. Feel the whole right arm. Feel both arms simultaneously, left and right arm together, both arms as a field of radiant sensation, radiating in all directions. And become aware of the front of the torso, the collarbones, breastbone, front ribs, belly, navel center, pubic bone, left hip crest, right hip crest, the whole torso. And feel the whole back of the torso, the back ribs, the shoulder blades, the spine, from the base of the skull to the tailbone. Feel the left butt cheek, the right butt cheek, the whole back of the torso and pelvis. And feel the whole torso, front and back, right and left simultaneously. The whole torso and pelvis as a field of sensation, radiating in all directions, tingling, glistening. And become aware of the legs, feeling the legs from the hip joints through to the soles of the feet. Be aware of the thighs, the knee joints, the lower legs, ankle joints, sole of each foot, the base of each heel. Be aware of both legs, all 10 toes. Both legs from the toes to the hip joints. Both legs as a field of radiant sensation, glowing in all directions simultaneously. Be aware of the space around the body, the space to the right of the body, the space to the left of the body, the space beneath the body, the space in front of the body, the space above the crown of the head, space beneath the soles of the feet. Be aware of the space inside the body. Feel this whole space feeling. And come back to the whole body feeling. Feel the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. The whole global body feeling. Let that global body feeling move into the space feeling. The space feeling move in to the global body feeling, coming to this place of open spaciousness. True nature, pure awareness. Welcome all sensation that is present in awareness. Feel back and dissolve into being that open spaciousness itself in which changing sensations are unfolding. Feel those changing sensations as a flow in the body. Surrender to the flow of these changing sensations and the flow of the breath. Coming back to the breath, just as you experience it now. Feel the body breathing itself, a wave-like flow moving down the body on the inhale, back up the body on the exhale. Body breathing itself. Ride this wave. Become aware of the turning points of the breath. That stillness or gap at the end of the exhalation. That stillness and gap at the end of the inhalation. Feel into the stillness. Be one with that stillness. Become that stillness. As each new breath arises, remain as that unchanging stillness in which all sensations and perceptions are unfolding. As you feel this flow of the breath and sensations, perhaps there's some feelings arising. Can you feel this flow of feelings? Maybe a feeling of warmth as it flows through the body. Can you feel warmth in the body? Locate a sensation, a feeling of warmth or heat or hot, maybe recalling a time when you were under the warm sun. Locate this feeling of heat in the body. And can you find its opposite, a feeling of cold? cold or coolness, maybe a time when you stepped out into the icy breeze, maybe a time when you were skiing down the slopes. Can you locate this feeling of coldness in the body? Where does it present itself? And then on your own command, come back to feeling the heat, the hot. Embodying that, feeling that, going back and forth from the heat to the cold. And can you feel the two together? Don't go into thinking. We can't think and feel at the same time. So feel heat, feel cold together, feeling them simultaneously, and notice the impact that has on the body-mind. And can you recall an emotion, maybe one that you've brought with you to this practice, maybe something you've been working on this past week, or something that came to you earlier in the evening during your yoga practice? If you can recall an emotion, bring it forward now and feel it in the body, locate it in the body. And otherwise, you can use this as a suggestion. Can you find a place in the body where you feel spirited or spunky, this sense of spunkiness or spiritedness? Maybe optimistic. Locate that in the body. Feel it. Does it have a shape, a color, a quality? And then can you find its opposite, or the opposite to the emotion that you may have brought? And feel that, locate that in the body. Perhaps the opposite of spirited and spunky might be sulky. The opposite of optimistic may be discouraged or forlorn. And on your own command, going back and forth, feeling one, then feeling its opposite. And then holding the two together, feeling the two together, and notice the impact on the body-mind as you feel the two together. And sense now how everything is a movement in awareness. Dissolve back, being that open spaciousness in which all changing perceptions are unfolding, all changing feelings, emotions are unfolding. Feel how these changing feelings and emotions may give rise to a thought or a belief that you hold to be true about yourself. Maybe a thought came through, a belief. Maybe you've brought along a belief to the practice tonight. If a thought or a belief is present, where do you feel it? When you take this to be true, this belief to be true about yourself, where do you feel it in the body? And if a belief or a thought isn't arising, perhaps you could go with the belief that I have to be perfect. Often the negative beliefs come flooding into our memory first, I am an unlovable. I'm not perfect. If you're feeling a belief, can you find its opposite if you've come with a negative belief? Find immediately its opposite, positive belief. If the belief is, I have to be perfect, maybe the opposite belief is, I can make mistakes. If the belief is, I am unlovable, perhaps the opposite that might be true for you is, I am lovable. I am love and value myself. Locate this thought or belief in the body. Is there an associated sound, an image, a color? And going back and forth from one belief to its opposite, feeling both fully, locating that belief in the body. And when both these beliefs are fully embodied, feel the two together. Notice that impact on the body-mind. And sense how these beliefs, too, are movements in awareness, coming and going. Dissolve back and feel into that open spaciousness in which all feelings, emotions, thoughts, and beliefs are unfolding. Feel this as a flow of energy, as a flow with the breath, feelings, emotions, thoughts, and beliefs flowing on this continuum of change, coming and going, coming and going. I invite you to follow along as I name some images. Be patient as these images are named and allow the images to form spontaneously. Sometimes an image may arise other than what is being suggested. Go with what's arising, even if it seems to be totally unrelated or weird or different. Be with what's arising. In Yoga Nidra, we are neither repressing or suppressing or trying to change anything. Be with what is. No judging, no analyzing, no thinking. A baby being held and nurtured. A circle of trusted friends. Endless desert. A frail old man. Clouds. Jungle. Cross on a church steeple. Sun rising in the sky. Wise old woman. Feel joy arising in the heart. Feel a sense of peace or bliss arising in the heart. Joy is our birthright and is always present, existing independently of objects or of conditions, coexisting with all our feelings, emotions, thoughts, and beliefs, always present. So perhaps recall a time when you heard a laughing, giggling child. A child feeling truly joyful. Let that giggle ripple through your body. Feel that giggle, that laughter moving down the arms, down the legs, into the feet, into the palms of the hands, into the back of the body, the front of the body, till every cell in the body has this feeling of being filled with this joyful, childlike giggle. Be totally absorbed in this feeling of joy or bliss, this childlike happiness. Dissolve into being pure awareness. Dissolve into that open spaciousness. Let it come flooding into the whole awareness. Give up thinking. Become awareness itself. Is there a center, a periphery, a boundary? Sense your way. Being pure awareness in which all perceptions are unfolding and passing away, coming and going, without center, without edges, formless, undeniable presence, pure being, awareness, awake and aware of itself and everything just as it is. Being pure awareness, this open spaciousness, reflect back on the journey you've just taken, sensing the different perceptions, the feelings, the emotions, the images, the joy and happiness, pure awareness. And welcome back your heartfelt desire, experiencing and affirming that deepest desire as an expression of pure awareness. Welcome back the sounds of the room. That too is a movement in awareness. So feel this heartfelt desire bubble up. It may have changed, it may be the same. Feel it as an expression of awareness. And feel it, see it, hear it with the whole body. Let it become an embodied experience. And repeat it a second time, affirming, stating it as a fact. And again, acknowledge your intention for this practice tonight, and perhaps set an intention to follow up an emotion or a thought or a belief that came to you during the practice. Set a new intention for the next practice or to work on later in the evening or later in the week. welcome back the senses, welcoming back the sense of taste, the sense of hearing, smelling, seeing, touching. Become aware again of the body, sensations in the body, feeling the fingers and toes, coming back to an awake, alert, aware state of consciousness. This ends this practice of eye rest yoga nidra. So find your way onto your side, feeling each movement as a movement in awareness. And as you feel ready, come to a comfortable seated position. Just pause as you come to sitting and notice what you're feeling, what you're aware of. That these times of transition are often times of aha moments. So stay tuned. Stay aware of what's arising so that you don't miss these aha moments, these messages.